We chant Hare Krishna in different melodies. And probably most of the melodies we chant are not pure melodies. Like bass guitar isn't exactly part of the spiritual entourage, although they have equivalent instruments, many, many instruments, hundreds of instruments, in which they chant. Pure melody means that different melodies are meant to invoke different types of bhava. There are what are called raga. Raga also means attachment. It also means different melody. And original spiritual music is phenomenally complex, much more complex than Western music or modern music. And play the drum. And it's extremely scientific also. It's meant to, what music does and what probably people in the world agree on, that music is the most powerful medium for communication, for transmitting moods, message. And that's because music in its original form is spiritual, and it's the highest form of spiritual loving exchange takes place through the medium of music or accompanied by music. That you can read about in the Krishna book about the Rasa dance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also introduced a essentialized version of that music, in other words, meant for practicing devotees, with midangas and kartal, mostly some other instruments we use. This wasn't present in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, harmonium. And the reason why it's simplified is because in the spiritual world, everyone's perfect, so they don't have to. They already know everything. Whereas in the material world, if everyone gets too absorbed in playing music, then they forget about perfecting chanting Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the emphasis on chanting Hare Krishna, and musical accompaniment is a secondary thing. Still, there are different types of different melodies that are sung at different times of day, like our samsara, our Guru Vastaka prayer that we sing early in the morning. That's a type of melody that's chanted in the morning along with the Hare Krishna mantra. And they invoke different types of mood, different types of devotional moods, and in the advanced stage, different types of ecstatic moods. And because there are unlimited moods of ecstasy, so there are unlimited ragas, unlimited melodies. According to authorities, there are originally 16,108 main ragas, and then these have all kinds of combinations, different forms that go to unlimited numbers. And they're all displayed, particularly when Krishna engages in his rasa dance. More or less, all of those ragas are sung. That's why it takes such a long time. with that rasa dance takes a day of Lord Brahma. And along with singing, dancing is also the other aspect. And just as the singing is systematic, so also the dancing is also very systematic, and there are extremely detailed and complex type of dances, from things like cartwheels to what Srila Prabhupada taught, which was this sort of Swami step, hands up in the air. That's also one of the dances that's done by Lord Krishna's associates. And then once again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want people to get lost in dancing either. He wanted them to dance, and therefore he taught the essential dances, which his associates practiced. And sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get really absorbed, and he would display the same type of dancing that goes on in the spiritual world in the presence of his associates. So we should always keep that in mind, that the music, the dancing, they're meant to actually facilitate the singing, and the singing is successful when it brings about a stirring of the heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one quote which I may forget, and which is something to the effect of, what is the use of music that doesn't stir the heart, and what is the use of words that don't make the head spin? In other words, the whole thing is meant to have a spiritual effect, and are we getting that spiritual effect? Well, if the end of chanting Hare Krishna, or in the process, our attachment to Krishna is growing, then we're going in the right direction. On the other hand, if we're getting too lost in the music and the dancing and not the essential thing, which is the chanting, then we may become good musicians and dancers. And especially this is the case in India, where there are really professional musicians, and there are also professional dancers who do just that. They chant Hare Krishna, or particularly Ambarat Natyam or Odissi, display different Krishna's Leela, but they become so absorbed in the activities that they sort of lose sight of the entire message, and therefore their attraction to Krishna isn't necessarily developing, or at least it isn't developing to the stage that they're going to perfect their lives in this lifetime. But rather, the chanting being secondary has secondary effect on them. So we should always keep that in mind, why we're chanting Hare Krishna. And the mood is, or the bhava, is what is important, bhuta bhava samanvitaha. With the right mood or bhava of devotion, jomi bhakta priyachati, then everything becomes very, very valuable. And then even other things work. We don't sing all of those perfect ragas, we don't dance in those perfect dances and everything, but if the essence is there, then these other things which are secondary, then that's all right. You can reuse tunes, many of which are sort of Western tunes. They may even be, if you're looking back, they may even be actually rock and roll tunes or whatever. Although originally they also have their origin there from the spiritual realm, but they're so filtered through material energy that they come out in this other form. But anyway, whatever it is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, tatrapita niyamita smaranena kala. So There are no niyam. Niyam means rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are not so important. The important thing is that one chants, and that the chants for the mood of devotion. And then those other things, those really perfected means of chanting, they'll come when one goes to the spiritual world, or rather, upon leaving this world, a devotee goes to the material world, where Krishna is a perfected devotee, where Krishna is engaging in his pastimes. And there, one can learn all of these other things from Krishna's eternal associates. One can learn about the proper chanting, the proper dancing, the other proper moods of loving exchange. Spiritual world is not a place for learning. So we have to, material world is where one has to learn. And then when that becomes perfect, and one also has already developed that mood and displayed it in Krishna's pastimes in the material world, then you can go back home, back to Godhead. But that's also going back to Godhead, because it's also also where Krishna is. Wherever Krishna is, that's back to Godhead. He's the Godhead. So if you're going back to where he is, and wherever he is, that's fine.